Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onala Tani. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized for adopting a lifestyle which is conscious and sensitive towards environment so that it is not only protected but also made more vibrant. The president stated this while inaugurating a national conference on environment 2025 at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. The president added that environmental protection and its promotion will be possible only through continuous activism based on awareness and collective efforts of all.
हमारी मान्यता रही है कि प्रकृति माँ की तरह हमारे पोषण करती है और हम प्रकृति का सम्मान एवं संरक्षण करने की आवश्यकता है विकास की भारतीय विरासत का आधार पोषण है शोषण नहीं संरक्षण है उन्मूलन नहीं इसी विरासत के अनुरूप हम विकसित भारत की दिशा में आगे बढ़ना चाहिए
Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, said that India is focusing on ramping up innovations in low-carbon technology. The State Department of Health and Family Welfare has announced that starting April 1st, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and the Chief Minister Health Insurance Scheme will be operated in trust mode. In a circular, Chief Executive Officer of Nagaland Health Protection Society, NHPS, Thavasilan K, informed all empaneled hospitals that with the approval of the state government, NHPS will now directly manage the financial liabilities of both the schemes without involving an insurance company. This means NHPS will handle all claims and financial transactions through a third-party administrator. The circular added that empaneled hospitals will continue to submit claims through the existing IT platform now managed by NHPS, and the state government will be fully responsible for processing and disbursing claim payments. Further details on revised operational protocols, claim processing timelines, and grievance redressal mechanisms will be issued in due course. An amount of 20.21 crore rupees was released to Nagaland under the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana PMMVY between financial year 2019-20 and 2024-25. During the period, 46,284 individuals from the state enrolled for the centrally sponsored maternity benefit scheme. Minister of State for Women and Child Development Savitri Thakur informed Lok Sabha on Friday. Of this, 41,257 beneficiaries have been paid. Under PMMVY, beneficiaries receive incentives of 5,000 rupees after the birth of the first child. A second entitlement can be availed if the second child is a girl. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Department of Industries and Commerce and Nagaland Industrial Development Corporation Limited recently organized a two-day workshop on dedicated workshop on packaging, branding and marketing with the experts under the Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance RAMP scheme in Chumukedima. The workshop brought in experts including branding and marketing consultant Sasha Kenny Vonyo, marketing and social media consultant Neha Kumari and founder Dots and Squares Design Vinay Gupta. It included practical training, interactive sessions and group activities empowering participants to enhance their business growth, improve brand positioning and stay competitive in today's market. Over 100 trainees took part in the workshop which concluded on Friday. Nagaland is set to host the RSL High Achievers Concert for East India for the first time on 31st March. Announcing this, Task Force for Music and Arts, TAFMA, said the event celebrates musicians who excel in their rock school examinations, offering them a platform to showcase their talent. The event will be graced by Chief Executive of RSL Awards, Tim Bennett Hart, and RSL Country Manager and Director, Arup Gohain. Extending a warm welcome to Mr. Bennett Hart, TAFMA Chairman Teja Meru expressed hope that the visit would further enhance the bond between Nagaland and the UK and create new opportunities to promote artists and music educators. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.